Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hit the halfway point in the season tonight and look to extend their win streak against the hottest team in the National Hockey League right now, the other Alberta-based team, the Edmonton Oilers. And it's going to take another blue-collar effort on the part of the Hawks if they want any points out of this game tonight from McDavid and company. 2-on-1 for the Hawks. Here's Dickinson from shoots. He scores! It hit the back of the net in behind Skinner and ricocheted out. But the red light came on, and one of the game referees pointed at the back of the Oiler net. It's a goal, and the Hawks lead 1-0. Sanford down the left wing Oiler zone. Carries behind the net. Rip around! Donato right there on the doorstep. Jams it to the net. Let's see. Did it go in? The red light never came on. Skinner is down on his back in the goal crease and now sits up and wears the puck.
Never crossed the goal line. The goalie had the puck. Player poked the goalie across the line after the whistle. No goal on the play.
To Ryan McLeod of the Hawk line, moving it down the slot. Dreisaitl shoots and scores. And we're even at one with 11:55 left in period number one. McDavid breaking the Hawk net, shoots and scores. McDavid caught a pass from Ekholm from center ice, and with a burst of speed was 15 feet behind all of the Hawk players in pursuit. He deked Mrazek down and put it in behind him with a forehand wrist shot. It's 2-1 favor the Oilers. Nugent Hopkins and McDavid deep slot. Shoots! He scores! And there may have been goaltender interference. Yes, I believe there's going to be. Zach Hyman bumped Peter Mrazek as that shot came through, waving his arm side to side, signaling the washout.
There's no goal on the play due to goaltender interference.
Quick circle, McDavid put it in front. Hyman shoots and scores! Just like that, the Oilers come back up ice. And it's McDavid to Hyman, who squeezes it past the left pad of Mrazek on the near side of the Hawk post. It's now 3-1 Edmonton with 16:52 left in the third.
There's going to be a challenge of some sort. Let's get the call down here on the ice.
Chicago is challenging that the play was offside prior to the scoring of the goal.
Yeah, so they're taking a second look, a second opinion, and the referee will step out, and looks like it's going to be Furman South who makes the call here. Let's go down a nice level. And
after the challenge is determined that the play was offside, there is no...
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Boy, great job of Matty Meacham and Adam Gill to pick this one up because, man, it was close.
Kulak into the Hawk zone, drops it off Ernie. He sends it in front, and a shot from in front is gloved out of the air by Peter Mrazek. Following up on the shot was Hamblin. Boy, he was 10 feet out in front of the net, aiming for the top left corner, and Peter Mrazek beat him with the leather.
Yeah.
Save of the game for the Hawks.
Big thanks to you great Blackhawks fans who came down here to the United Center, wherever you might be listening, however you might be listening. I will say from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for braving the inclement weather and maybe the tough driving conditions getting down here. Hopefully you saw what you felt was a pretty good game in spite of the loss, and we would ask you to please use caution and drive safely on your way home. We'll see you back here when the Hawks take on the Dallas Stars on Saturday night here at the United Center. Final score one more time from here at the United Center was the Oilers 2 and the Hawks 1. For everybody I mentioned, I'm John Weideman. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.